Are you feeling like dating has gotten harder than ever? You're not imagining it. The apps can be exhausting, the good ones feel taken, and sometimes you wonder if it's just too late for you. But I am here to tell you it is absolutely not too late to find real, lasting love. Help is on the way, and that is exactly what we're doing for you. We are hosting one of our internationally renowned Love Lab workshops called Dating During Midlife and Over 50. It's happening soon, Monday, September 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Central, and you can join from anywhere on earth because it's on Zoom, and this is the only Love Lab that we are doing this year, so don't wait. It is awesome. You'll meet me and my team in a small group. You're going to optimize your own online profile, and you're going to learn how to date with joy again, like our one-on-one coaching clients do. No more endless swiping and no more wondering if you're ever going to meet somebody. You will get real strategies that work for midlife dating and dating over 50, and you get to ask your most burning questions in a safe, positive community. And here's proof. Holly, one of our Love Lab alums, came to us when she was in her 50s, and she left with the plan that led her straight to her husband. And today, she is happily married, and it all started with the Love Lab workshop. So you've got a decision to make. Are you ready to find love? Well, then sign up. Seats are limited, and they're filling quickly, so do not wait to invest in your love life because you are worth it. Go right now to smartdatingacademy.com, click the services tab, and you will see the Dating During Midlife and Over 50 Love Lab. And you know what? Your next chapter in love is going to start on September 15th, and I cannot wait to meet you. Hi, I'm Bella Gandhi, founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host of this beautiful podcast. We're here to bring more love into your life, regardless of if you're single, if you're married, if you're thinking about becoming single, if you're thinking about becoming married or finding the lid to your pot. And we're going to bring more life into that love that you have or you want. You might have seen me on Good Morning America or Steve Harvey or The Today Show or 100 other places. But I'm so happy that you are here with us because we're going to make your life and your love better. Smart daters, welcome back to the Smart Dating Podcast. For those of you that are new to the show, a giant warm hug and welcome to my show. I am so excited you're here. And you've picked a really good one to start with because today is one of the most fun love stories that I have come across in a long time. And we're going to get into the weeds of how we met and how this whole thing happened. So I'm going to introduce my friend, Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast.
Thank you, Belle. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh my God, we're so happy you're here. So this story, you know, for those of you who know, I think everybody I've had on a love story episode has gone through the official Smart Dating program for 6 months or 12 months and has done all of the things. And at the end of that road, at some point, could be 6 months or 6 years, they find love by using our tenets. But Colleen, you and I have a little bit of a different background and a different story. So first of all, why don't you just tell us a little bit about you?
Okay. Well, I originally am a New Yorker and moved to Chicago about 15 years ago. Oh, and I started off my career in investment banking. So I didn't have much time for any sort of social life or dating or any of those means, but I ended up picking up and moving to Chicago and eventually kind of got down an entrepreneurial track. But, you know, kissed a lot of frogs, but wasn't quite anything that was sticking.
So what do you think was going on? You were just kind of, it wasn't a lot of time, or what do you think?
I think it was that. I think I started off in a culture of like workaholism and just not making that time to find someone. I mean, it was obviously on my mind, but you know, when you're working until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, it's tough to actually go and keep a date and meet someone. So I don't think I was mentally ready to have that opportunity.
And it can feel like a job at that point when you already have such a big job.
Exactly. And you have to have the time investment and really be in the right mindset. And I just wasn't in that mindset.
Were there any particular frogs that stand out just for giggles?
How much time do you have on this podcast? I think someone once told me it's either going to be a good time or a good story. And it was very true. I'm trying to think of some of the funnier ones that I had. Probably the best one was it was snowing, and a guy said, "I'm going to buy us two sleds. Come meet me in Central Park." And we went sledding, and it was fantastic.
How fun.
Yeah, it was really great. Ultimately, I didn't date him, but I appreciated the effort.
You liked the sled, but after the sled, you decided no go.
Yeah, I think maybe it was my finance upbringing and just this idea of, trying to be efficient with the limited time I had. I said, if I don't want to marry him and I don't want to sleep with him, why would I waste his time or mine? And my sister, who met her, high school, her husband in high school math class, or I guess college math
Of
class,
course she did.
of course she did. She never understood this philosophy. So we would go to the gym after my dates and she'd be like, "How was your date? Are you going to see him again? Are you going to give him another chance?" No, girl, I'm not. Like, he was lovely, very nice, but I just don't see a future there. And I could spend time and money and energy, but
But
this isn't
why?
it. Yeah, this isn't it. So I got to keep looking. And I was okay with that.
Okay, awesome. So you had, some sledding dates, some other interesting dates. Now, flash, okay, now you're in Chicago.
Yes.
Non-fruitful dating life, lots of frogs, nothing great. I mean, sometimes New Yorkers, when they come to Chicago, they're like, oh my gosh, I love these Midwestern corn-fed men. Like, this is amazing. And so maybe you had a little flash in the pan around that, but then ultimately it was a lot of the same results.
It was. And so I said, let's try something different. I was single. And that's actually how I met you, is a girlfriend of mine. And I'm so embarrassed to say that I do not even remember who took me to this event. But on some like snowy January, I put on my boots, get on over to this restaurant, and go to this women's networking event with a friend. And you were the keynote speaker.
Oh my
And
gosh, I
so
remember
this
it
was, I
exactly.
know, 2017, literally a decade ago, and almost. And you had talked about this idea of vacation you, and how are you showing up when you go on these dates? And it's not about this running to-do list in your head of, I have, oh, I gotta add mayo to my grocery list, and let me worry about that big presentation I have on Tuesday. It was just this idea of, you know what? Show up. Be present, focus on the conversation at hand, and don't worry about whether or not they're going to be your husband or you're going to, it really resonated with me because I'm just this overthinker, over planner. And it was just this ease and peace that I had in this new tweak to a mindset for going on dates. Now, did I meet someone immediately? No, I did not.
I love that. And for those of you who don't know what vacation you is, Colleen, this is what's so amazing. Someone in that audience, or that, and I remember it was a networking group called Power Pumps, run by my two friends, Anna Valencia and Ellie Barmazel. And in fact, they're resuscitating this group in Chicago, Power Pumps. And so somebody raised their hand, and there were a good amount of women there. There was like 50 women there, even though the weather was cruddy and it was in a Mexican restaurant in like Wicker Park or Logan Square. And so somebody raised their hand and they're like, I just can't anymore with these guys in Chicago. Like, I don't meet anyone here on the apps, in real life, anywhere. I'll tell you what, I'm just convinced, like, every time I go on vacation, I meet somebody. So do I just have to move out of Chicago? And so I remember curiously listening to her and watching her demeanor. And I'm like, you transform into a different person when you go on vacation. You let go of the mayo on your grocery list, all the gloom and doom of work and your routine and this and that. The minute you get on that jet bridge, we're like, woohoo, right? The party girl, the happy, footloose and fancy free person comes out because mentally we have left that heavy backpack of stuff, metaphorically, that we have back at home. And suddenly we are open to the possibilities. We are open to what's new. We are open and receptive to meeting new people. We're open to all of these good things that we wouldn't be open to at home because we wouldn't even recognize them. And so I told this woman in the audience, from now on, if you're meeting men on vacation, but not in Chicago, you need to swap into vacation you in Chicago starting now. Who is it that comes out on the jet bridge? I want her to be present from now on. And I remember this collective hush coming over the 50 women in this room going, oh my God, vacation me. I'm like, bring vacation you wherever you go.
It works. It's such a simple mindset shift, but it really does transform the way that you show up and approach these dates.
So now you leave this, you're sitting there and now you're kind of like, well, hi-de-ho, vacation me. Okay. And you weren't the one that asked the question, but this point resonated with you.
It did all of these years. I mean, I can't remember what I had for breakfast 3 days ago, but this concept just stuck with me.
So now, how did you start to show up differently after that event? And tell us the story in all its glory.
Okay. I wish I will say that like the next day I changed my life and found that's not it.
We all wish that. However, reality enters.
Exactly. So fast forward a year, I get unexpectedly fired from my job. And I was like, okay, well.
And you're a banker now. You're a banker.
Well, so no, at this point I had left. I was running a co-working and event space and helped turn the space around and was running it. And then just, they said, you know what, Colleen, we need a younger, cheaper you to run all of the systems that you've built. So we're just going to let you go. And I said, oh, well, that sure sucks. And that was surprising. God. So here I am. I don't have a car at this point. I'm a city girl, so I just don't have a car. I take the CTA bus. I'm getting off the bus here at, you know, Damon and Division, going to deposit my final paycheck. Oh. And I get an email from my landlord, and she goes, I'm going to sell the apartment you're living in. Do you want to buy it? And I said, no, I don't want to buy it. But I'm going to put all of my stuff in storage, and I'm moving to Europe.
As one does, as they're being fired.
I'm sure my parents probably had a panic attack when I called them and told them that this was my new life plan. But
same day. You're like, I'm just going to shake the rug clean.
Yeah. There was nothing tying me to Chicago anymore. I had a sister here, but I said, I'll come back. But I was at the time starting my own consulting agency. And I said, I can do this from anywhere. So I bought a one-way ticket to Rome and I was going to figure it out, which for me is like a planner. And we like to joke that I have like mild OCD, but it's definitely there. This was like a very wild deviation from anything. Yes, this was not the calculated risk, Colleen. But I still had a couple of months before I left. So I said, a girl's still got to eat. I want to still go explore the city and enjoy it while I'm here, even though I'm
going
leaving.
To Rome.
Yeah. And I think, you know, right around this time, I had also mentally said, you know what? I always pictured my life with kids and a husband, but if that doesn't happen, I'm actually genuinely okay with that. And my sister, she'll probably have kids, and I'll be the coolest aunt, and that'll be okay.
I'm good.
So this is like the lease that I had on life and the outlook that I have. And I said, but I still gotta eat. So like, let's go get some meals paid for and like meet some people and see what happens. But I don't care what, like, I don't care if they, you know, become a husband.
So you decided I'm still going to date.
I'm still gonna date, but I don't care what happens. Like, just relieving
Okay.
myself of all of that pressure. And I said, let's just go have fun.
Great. So you're like, I'm going to Rome. I'm going to turn into vacation me.
I did. That's what happened. The next person I went on a date with is now my husband.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait. Back up. Okay. So we get fired. Lease is up. You're like, I'm moving to Rome. I'm going to date. I'm going to turn into vacation me because that's the kind of person you become when you're on vacation. Like, why wouldn't I be open to the possibilities?
Exactly.
Okay, so now you're on a date with said man. Did he come from the apps? Where did he come from?
He came from Hinge.
Hinge.
So yes, I met him on Hinge, and he takes a lot of pride in the fact that I was the one to reach out to him first. And it was great. He was newer to Chicago, and you know, we were chatting and finally said, you know what, let's just meet up. You seem great. He had a lot of travel photos. And I said, wonderful. He said, you pick the place. And I said, all right, that's a little bit of a cop out, sir, but I'll play your game. And so I said, give me three spirits and three neighborhoods you want to explore, and I will pick the location. And so, of course, vacation me is like, I have all the time in the world. I don't care how inefficient it is and where we go. So I picked a place that was probably 45 minutes from either one of our apartments in this cool neighborhood that I wanted to explore.
Where
And he
was
said it was up in Andersonville. I mean, he lived in the West Loop. I was in coming from low, so it was not convenient for either one of us to get here. But I was like, you know what? Seems like a good place to go explore. And we had a great time.
That's awesome. Okay, so date one,
Yes,
you
we
meet him.
had,
Can we say his
yes,
name?
it's Vibov.
Vibe-off.
Yeah, so he grew up outside the US in the Middle East and then came here for college. And he had just come off of like an African safari and, you know, just very well traveled. We hit it off immediately. And I said, look, I got to be honest with you. You seem real great. But I have to let you know that I do have a one-way ticket to Rome in a couple months.
This is 3 months prior. You've got 90-day countdown.
Exactly, right? And I said, he said, okay, I can live with that. He's like, do you plan to come back? And I said, I don't know yet. He goes, okay, let's keep doing this. And so we rolled across the street and went to the European restaurant for dinner because we were having so much fun. And it was just natural. It just from the very beginning, it felt different. It felt easeful, and we had a blast.
So date one went well, and now you've got 90 days. And he was like, I'm chill. Okay, so you've got this one-way ticket. Maybe you'll come back. Let's just see where this goes. And you're like, that's cool. So vacation, both of you are in mode now. And at
And
that
maybe I hadn't even thought about that, but he was just coming off a vacation, so maybe he was still in that mode too. Just didn't know it. Didn't have
right.
a name for it.
Receptive, open. Far less conditional and judgmental about all of the things.
Exactly. Didn't scare him. Didn't scare me. Felt great.
I love that. And you mentioned if I didn't want to sleep with you, I didn't want to marry you, you weren't going to get a second date. So on this first date, you're kind of like, could be either.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And it just worked. We on our sweeter second date that week. I think what's nice about dating at this age is you've kind of been all, you've been through the bullshit. Like,
Yeah.
you don't like to beat around the bush. We don't have to wait 3 days. We don't have to come up with some like asinine rules that don't make sense. It's like it felt right to reach out and set up another date. And maybe also the time was, you know, the clock was ticking because I had 90 days to before I left. So we had to get in some of those dates.
Got it. And so you now have a second date and a third date, and tell what happens over these 90 days. And then tell us about Rome. Like, what happened?
Did I go? Did I not go? I don't
Well,
know.
tell second date,
Wait
third
for
date.
this.
It's all
Wait for
good.
this sponsorship. Yeah, it's all great. Not knowing me, you're gonna think this is psychotic, but here, listener, you can decide whether or not this is psychotic. So I'm selling, my landlord is selling the apartment, and she asks me at one point, I've got a buyer who wants this apartment early. Would you vacate the apartment early? And I said, yes, I will. Like, you want me out? Like, that is savings for Aperol spritzes and whatever else I need when I'm in Rome. Sure, I'll move. So here I am. We've been on a handful of dates. We are weeks into dating and putting everything in storage. I've got like my two little suitcases roaming around Chicago. And I told him, I was like, I think I'm going to move back to Virginia for a month and like stay at my parents until my flight. And because I kind of timed it to line up with the end of my lease. And he was like, do you just want to move in? And we're like, I don't know,
You're like,
6 weeks into dating. And
oh
I was
my God.
like, yeah, that sounds great. Because I said, what's the worst that could happen? My sister lives here in Chicago. I can always take my two little suitcases and wheel them up the street to her house. Like, what if he brushes his teeth weird? I kind of want to know now if he's a psycho and if this works out great. Otherwise, I got options.
I'm going to my sister's. I got a plan B down the street.
Yeah. And anyone that you tell this timeline to, they're like, that is literally psychotic,
Banana.
like bananas, to the point where like his friends wanted to meet me because they're like, like you're getting catfished here. Something is happening and this does not feel right. But it was just this weird alignment of the universe where we said, okay, let's give this a shot. It's not permanent. I'm leaving.
I'm
I've got a,
leaving.
you know, I've got like a month or two at this point. Like, let's just see how it goes. And
So
it
you
was
take your
wonderful.
two suitcases, you move in, you get deposed by the friends.
And I passed with flying colors. And we just had fun. And I still went on the trip.
Oh my God. Okay, so you move in, you've got like another 6 weeks to live with this guy. It's like lots of dates in that time, and you're like, I'm still going. And he was like, go.
Yeah. He said, great. I said, you're lovely. I've had a really nice time. I'm going to book a trip back. And so I went for 78 days. I traveled to 9 different countries all by myself. He came and met me in Morocco for a week. And
Amazing.
I mean, we had Zoom, we had FaceTime, we had all the things. And I said, great, I'm coming back.
So you booked a round trip.
I booked a round trip because he was worth it.
And so you're gone for 78 days. And when did you know he was the one? In Europe?
That's
Did you know?
probably around, yeah, around Europe. He, I'm
Right.
trying to remember when he came and like met my family. And it just worked. We were having so much fun. It was like a different version of me, honestly. And he also jokes that I'm a terrible cook, so I wouldn't have survived much longer without somebody who could help provide the meals in our
Help you
family.
eat? Is
Yeah.
he a good cook?
He's a very good cook and I am terrible. He's Surprised I didn't wither away on my own as a single lady. But yeah, we had a parents kind of like meet up. So his parents were in the Middle East at the time, and they flew in to, it's like a, we called it a meet the parents weekend because he's Indian, and so there's a lot of cultural traditions, and you really do marry into the family. So we all kind of had to be conditionally approved before he proposed. But I think we both had been around the block enough to know that there was something special here. So he actually proposed right before Christmas, 2018. So we hadn't even known each other a full year yet. And I have this thing about numbers. And so I said, you know what? If we can pull together a wedding in 3 weeks, we could get married at City Hall a year to the day that we met. And that's what we did. We got rings, we got everything, we got dresses, and we went to the courthouse and got married exactly a year to the day that we met.
Oh my gosh. And your photos are spectacular. So, I mean, amazing. And it's a relationship that was easy from the get-go, right? And vacation you and vacation him sort of prevailed. And you knew what you were looking for. You knew how you wanted to feel. And here is this person. And he said, it's okay, you can travel. And then he came to meet you, and you met each other's families, and you agreed to being deposed by the friends and, someone from a different culture who grew up in a different country, right? It's like you were really bringing vacation you.
And I said, I want the whole thing. I want the whole package. This sounds great.
I
Where do I
love
sign up?
Where do I sign up? So you signed up a year later at City Hall. You get
Yes.
married. Now, okay, so here's where I can jump into the story now.
Okay.
So it's pre-COVID. This is like probably 2019. I am in a variety of business groups, and I joined a group called EO, Entrepreneurs Organization. And we had an event, and I'm standing in a bar restaurant in Chicago with all the other members of EO, because after an event, they do, just like a members mixer. And there's this woman who comes up to me, and it's Colleen, and she taps me on the shoulder. She said, "Are you Bella, the person who does like dating?" And I said, "Yeah." And she's like, "You don't know me, but I have to tell you this amazing story of what happened. I saw you speak at a Power Pumps event 2 years ago." She has me literally for 15 minutes. She tells me the story about vacation her and meeting this guy, and shows me these wedding photos. And I'm like, "Oh my God, you were amazing. And I want to take these photos." And we put them on my website, and you wrote a fun little blog, and there they sat. And I was like, what a great story. I think we put out a newsletter with the blog, and this was right before COVID. Now, flash forward to about three, not even 3 months ago, I'm in a different group called WPO, Women Presidents Organization. And I go on this trip to San Antonio, and I meet this beautiful woman. We end up sharing an Uber. She owns a business. Her name is Erin. And we're talking, la, 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 la. And we're in San Antonio. Yeah, let's grab coffee when we get back. I want to learn more about your business and you too. So I meet Erin. I walk into her office, and Erin says, "Bella, it's so good to see you. I have to tell you, my COO, my chief operating officer, saw your name on my calendar." And she's like, "Oh my gosh, she helped me find love." And I thought, "What's her name?" And she told me your married name. And I was like, I don't know who you're talking. Like, I remember all of my clients, every single one. And so I go in and I look, I'm like, "Oh my God, it's Colleen of Vacation Me." So I wasn't going to let this opportunity pass by. Erin puts Colleen and I on a three-way text. I'm like, "Will you come on my podcast and tell this amazing story?" And you said yes. So this is like a full circle God wink universe moment where we've come into touch a couple of times where a certain nugget that you hear, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners, you heard this nugget today. Maybe Vacation Me will move you. Maybe it's another nugget that you've heard in this podcast, but look at the profound impact by actually hearing something and actually practicing it. People say knowledge is power, right? Oh, I heard this Vacation Me thing. Okay, great, file it away. That's not true. Knowledge is not power, ladies and gentlemen. Execution is power. Hearing something and then doing something with it. And that's exactly what you did, Colleen. You're like, I'm gonna bring Vacation Me to my life, even I just got fired. To hell with it. I don't care. I'm going to Italy. And now I'm going to Italy and I'm going to be Vacation Me and I'm going to bring Vacation Me to the next 90 days. What do I have to lose? I get to meet new people. So what a beautiful story that you told. And you are now married. You have moved to the suburbs. And do you have kids?
We do. I feel like I only ever talk to you every 2 years and have giant life updates, but I don't when I said, oh, I haven't talked to you in 2 years. Let me tell you that I've had two children since then. So we have some big life updates. Yes, we got married. And within the span of our 5 years of getting married, we've got two kids. So our son was born the night before our fifth wedding anniversary.
Oh, I love that.
Nothing like spending your fifth wedding anniversary in the hospital cluster feeding while eating sushi and just shoving your face with sushi after all this time. That's how we spent our fifth anniversary.
Oh my gosh. I love that. That's great. And you would never have it any other way.
No, I loved it. Loved every second of it.
So Colleen, if you had to give our listeners any words of wisdom, what might they be?
I think for me, it's just, you know, what's helped me is to say, to be more open and to say yes. And just explore the possibilities that good might come of it. And that it's a journey. I think, you know, there's just, you never know what little shifts or what little meeting might just send your life in a whole different trajectory.
It's like sliding doors moments, right?
Exactly.
You never know. So would you recommend someone go listen to us speak or work with us?
Yes, I would say if I maybe had taken your full course earlier, maybe I would have found love sooner, but I'm glad it happened the way it did.
I'm so glad it happened. And I remember exactly the moments where the moment where you sought me out at, I think it was ABBA restaurant in the West Loop in the bar.
Exactly.
And you tapped me on the shoulder. And I'm that person, as you listeners know, I feel all the feels and I don't forget anything, including the Power Pumps event or the moment you came to me. I love love. I love helping people. And if any nugget of what I've said to any of you listening has made a difference, I couldn't be happier or more profoundly grateful to do this work. So, Colleen, I couldn't be happier for you and for the love you've had. And I hope that you continue to bring Vacation You to your new home and your new neighborhood and all of the new opportunities that come your way to say yes.
Thanks for having me. This has been fun.
Oh, I'm so glad. And smart daters, if you have been moved by this, bring Vacation You to everything you do, including today. And, you know, like Colleen said, if you don't want to take the long road, if you want to take the expedited road, drop us a line. Go to smartdatingacademy.com. Fill out a contact form. We can help you take the fast road up the mountain instead of the windy road that, you know, might be filled with clips and grenades because nobody wants to go down that road. So thank you again, Colleen. And if you like this episode, share it with someone that needs to hear it. Give us a 5-star rating on Spotify. We read every single one and we're grateful for you. And until our next episode, May you bring vacation you to everything you do today. Until the next episode, I bid you farewell and thank you. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.